This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The whole reason we're in Adelaide is you and you're not here.
Put moron number two on the phone.
So what's the whole reason you've been late and things?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. Middle of the week, of course. I'm looking out the window now.
Beautiful.
It looks like it's beautiful.
It is.
Well, it was raining all morning at my joint. I don't know
whether
we got him online, but we can check out was down at Merrick's.
Oh, it's pissing down.
No, Bill.
Bravo.
It's obviously still some precipitation down that way, but it's come. Look at this now.
So you've got clouds out yours. I can just see yours. But yeah. Look at mine. Blue sky.
Blue sky. Beautiful.
Nice.
All right, nice show coming up. Hump Day Quiz.
Yes, good.
Yeah. Ross Noble, we love.
Oh, no.
His show starts tonight.
He's not coming in, is he?
He's at Arts Centre in.
He's not quite right.
No, he thinks you're not quite right. Jay-Z Clark.
Yeah.
Of course, middle of the week. Love him. It's been an ordinary day for me, Bill. Something saddened me.
Oh.
So I'm going to get to that later.
Okay.
And then we'll finish off the show really flat with a poorly told joke. Hello to you, Bill.
Great to have you back
Studio, Bill.
Jimmy boy.
Tell me when you want me to travel interstate on your behalf again and I'll do it.
We're all one big happy family now.
Me, Whit and Beersy. All for you.
Sucked in. But we're back together now, so we're the three best friends that anyone could have.
Oh, my God.
No
well,
rabbits.
Hoses, we still can't get rabbits up.
I know. What happened
to him?
Well, he had his wisdom teeth out. That was a year ago, but he's still swollen after it, so we'll just have to get that down. Hello, Rosemary.
She's accused of causing this serious crash, allegedly sparked by an argument.
I asked for a chip out of a half chicken and chips salad pack she had. She'd, I thought she was finished. Yeah, I shouldn't have asked for the chip.
Oh, no, I know.
She drove into a wall. She was that angry.
Yes.
Rubbish.
I identify. Hello, Adelaide, by the way.
Was that in Adelaide?
Adelaide.
Only in Adelaide.
In Melbourne Street.
Beautiful place, Adelaide. Go. Just there. Loved it.
Speaking of Adelaide, we might hear something about Adelaide in the rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Right. Footy news, Jimmy boy. Nathan Broad suspended for four.
4 weeks.
It's a long time,
isn't it?
It is
a long time. Month off.
You know, it tells me, for a sling tackle, of course, it tells me the AFL and the Match Review panel are serious this year.
Well,
they're fair.
They are, and as long as it's consistently handled throughout the year, then we're happy.
Yes. I like the way Nathan, who we've had on here, good bloke, put up his hand. He owned it.
Yep.
And he apologised and all that. So well done, Broadie, on that. But you're getting out for 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long time. Yeah.
Jack Ginninan.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
We'll make his return.
Just another go at that before.
From suspension in the VFL gym.
Who?
Jackie boy.
What's his surname?
Jackie from Castlemaine.
Yep.
Ginnivan.
It's Ginnivan, but yes.
Ginnivan. That'll be interesting because Bobby Hill's going all right, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The whole bloody team are going really well.
It's what Bobby Hill's doing.
Big crowds at football gym. Also, big memberships at clubs in 2023. They were last year, of course. You know, three teams had 100,000 members, Richmond, West Coast and Collingwood.
Yes, yes.
And they think Carlton might get there this year, 100,000 members.
Oh, I see.
If they keep winning, they'll get 100,000.
I'd love someone to forensically lift the bonnet on.
On what?
Club memberships.
Actual numbers.
Actual numbers.
Well, West
I think
Coast.
If you did a real forensic deep dive into it, Fat,
yes.
They would be nowhere near the numbers that are getting published.
They would be somewhere near, but maybe not 100,000.
I think there'd be a fair discrepancy.
Do you think?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's only hurting the club, isn't it, if they
say
that?
No, because it's a perception of a big number.
Yes.
But when you actually find out who's parting with their hard-earned,
yes.
Who's paying over the 200 or whatever it is a year,
yeah.
I think you'll find it would be nowhere near that figure.
All right, let's get Beersy onto that.
I think Beersy's busy enough.
Is he?
Yep.
Hey, what about our mate, the Chris Dittmar over there?
Well, what's he doing?
Adelaide Breakfast Show with Rasciutto.
Yes.
Is he making some headlines? Of course.
Well, the show's flying. It's the number one FM breakfast show in in Adelaide.
Chris Dittmar, of course, was the number one squash player in the world,
Jim. 2 weeks.
6 days.
Was it only six days?
6 days, I think it was. One Saturday.
Poor bastard.
He won it. And then just before the next Saturday.
Well, for 10 years, he bashed heads with Jahangir Khan, who just kept beating him.
And then
Jahangir retired, and old Ditz thought, good, this is my moment in the sun.
And then who came
Not
along?
That he wants too much of that. A bit pasty. Yeah. And then Jahangir Khan came along 2 weeks later and took the number one spot off him, and he never got it back.
The Khans got him.
They did.
They did indeed.
But he was a hell of a squash player and does a good job over there. But what's he been doing?
Well, have a listen to what he said yesterday on their breakfast show, Jim.
Two different people have told me this in the last 7 days. So therefore, I think there's something in it. I don't know the likelihood of it happening. I don't know if it can happen. But we've got two AFL teams in this town, obviously.
Mm.
The Crows
no.
and Port Adelaide. There is an SANFL club putting together a bid, I believe, a group
what?
Of business people attempting to get into the AFL.
Oh.
What?
What club?
What?
Well...
Oh, no.
Who would really, really want to go into the AFL, do you reckon? Who's equipped?
Sturt.
It's not Sturt.
Nord.
I'm led to believe there's a group of Nord business people.
Nord.
Mm.
So the 20th team, we all think it'll be Tassie 19th team. They're talking about the 20th team, three teams from South Australia. No, Jim.
No, not happening?
Well, the two at the minute aren't doing that well, let me tell you.
You have got something in for Adelaide.
No,
again,
I love Adelaide.
You don't.
It's great.
No,
yesterday you climbed into them.
No, that was all a bit of fun.
Was
ha,
it?
Ha.
Right, ha.
Brouhaha. Yeah. Brouhaha, Jim.
Go on, what's
so
the other
he
bit?
Said that about Norwood, 20th team. I don't think that's right, Dids. And then, of course, he said this on Monday.
I got talking to a couple of lawyers who informed me that our government is in negotiation to bring back the Grand Prix.
What?
Bring the one back
to Melbourne?
Formula One.
Got. No, no, no. This is the thing. And that's what I said. What? Steal it back off Melbourne? No, no, no. An extra one. Another Grand Prix.
They had their chance.
Well, I will say this, Fat.
What?
Because I've obviously lived here now for 20 years and was in Adelaide prior to that. As much as I love the Grand Prix here and I'm even getting up in arms, the Adelaide Grand Prix was a much better event. It
How
was
do you
nuts.
Say that?
Because it went through the city.
Mm.
The track actually went through the city. So all the pubs and clubs and the whole place went off.
Mm.
So imagine if it drove down Flinders Street.
Yes.
And all the pubs overlooking the track were full of people eating and drinking. It was set up so brilliantly, whereas ours is like a standalone joint.
Well, you can hear them.
Well, you can hear them. Bill, I'm not saying ours isn't great.
That is great.
But the Adelaide
sold
Grand
out,
Prix
Jim.
Was an incredible
ours
event.
Ours are sold out, and ours is a great event. I don't know if there's another one just hanging
is
it?
I don't think there
is. No. So,
outgoing CEO.
Chris.
Yes.
Westacott. Andrew Westacott is joining us on Friday.
Oh, we'll ask him.
Well, Bill,
but surely
the Premier over there has a crack.
He's having a big crack.
I like it. He's having a dip.
Gather round, and they've got LIV. Everything's happening in Adelaide.
Out.
Exactly.
Bang.
But also, he stole something off us, Jim, at their breakfast show. And Rusciutto's involved in this too.
Right.
The little goatee nude nut. Guess what their phoner was the other day?
What?
What have you seen that's a little weird?
No.
So what have you seen unusual?
They just rebadged yours.
Exactly. Right. What have you seen that's a little weird?
Hmm.
That's, what do you call that when they copy something, Jim?
Say a word.
It's copycat.
No, it starts with P.
Plagiarism.
There we are.
Yeah.
There we are.
That is plagiarism, Chris and Mark.
Right.
What about Peter Bowl, by the way? Big news
spaghetti.
Today. He's
an
independent testing team.
Yes.
Have found no presence of any synthetic EPO, Jim.
Mm.
So that is a big, big call, that.
Yes,
we'll see what happens, but hopefully he's off the hook now.
Well, they have absolutely from day one said they are completely innocent, his whole team.
Peter has said that and his whole team. So good, that is good news. We like
Let's
that.
Let's hope that's the case.
We had enough, right?
Oh,
no.
I was just hitting the song.
Not had it. I would like more, but not right now.
Just say you've had enough.
No, I haven't.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He went in to have a little surgery on the ankle, clean out, Jim.
Yes.
Ended up having a reco.
Right, eh?
I've got to start to breathe.
Triple
M. It is hump day quiz time, James.
Right.
I know you don't really like it.
It's just at times with a delivery is what lets it down a bit. 133353 is the number. We get contestants. They can ring now.
Yes.
They need to be excited.
They've got to be up.
Because the prizes, hoes, are unbelievable.
Oh, especially for Hump Day Quiz. Thirsty Camel's Hump Club membership has its perks. Join in store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly. $200 from Thirsty Camel. If you win today's quiz. Nigel had a bit of a mare, though, last week. I don't know if you remember this.
Who coaches the NRL's newest team, the Dolphins? The Dolphins, they're 3-0.
Nigel's in slow mo.
No, yeah, what are you doing, Nigel?
Nigel got shot by a tranquilizer. Halfway through his answer. What happened to you, mate? All right. So, but he was up and about.
He was.
He just slowed down a bit there.
Good quiz last week.
The contestants were good. So 133353, ring us now. It's got to be the highlight of your week to be a part of this quiz.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Life's hard. It's harder if you're stupid.
Live from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Thanks to Thirsty Camel's Hump Club. Membership has its perks. Join in-store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly. And now, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Nice, Matthew. I like that voiceover. And thank you to Alex. Geez, Richmond, they got out two very good players and, of course, Broad. That's three out, Jim. Three changes to the big clash on Friday night.
Yes.
We're talking Hump Day Quiz here. $200 voucher thanks to our very good friends at Thirsty Camel and Lukey. Hello, Luke.
Oh, how we going, boys?
All right, Lukey. Lucas. What are you doing?
I'm just sitting back after work having a froth moment.
Good boy.
Wait.
What do you do?
I'm a steel fabricator, man.
Jim?
And a doggies fan.
You know what a steel fabricator does.
Tell us what
does.
You do every day, please, Lucas.
I melt steel together.
Yeah. So you're not a welder.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I melt steel, mate. I glue it together.
Glue it together, right. I like that.
So you're a welder.
That's it.
You know what you've got to have? Excellent eyesight, and you can't be colourblind, Jim. Very important. Is that right, Luke?
Oh, yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, cool.
Why can't you be colourblind?
Because you're welding and all that. We'll talk to Jack. G'day, Jackie boy.
How's it going, Billy?
Good, mate. What do you do?
I'm a sales rep.
For?
Sell excavators for a living.
Excavators.
Do you need one out of the farm, Fat?
No. Fat hasn't got a farm.
He hasn't got a farm and he doesn't need an excavator. Don't let Brian hear you say that, though, Jack. He'll be all over you.
Brian will be. And your barrack for?
Blue baggers, mate.
Up and about.
I am.
Nice win over the Cats, actually. They were very good.
That was pretty good.
All right, Jack. you're going to be Jack
and Lucas.
And you'll be Luke, okay?
And scream it out.
Beautiful.
You ready, boys?
Absolutely. Right.
What ground did the lights go out last Friday?
Jack.
Yes, Jackie boy.
The Gabba.
And what was Jim's response?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Play it once, Hose.
You said it twice.
Oh, did I?
I said it twice.
Righto. Well, 1-0.
Who to?
Jack.
Well done, Jim. You're listening. Which former president of the United
States?
I think I heard Lucas. Lucas?
Yo.
What's the answer?
Don't know, man.
Which former president of the United States is in Melbourne today doing some catchies?
Oh, Obama.
Yes! Well done, Jim.
All right, Lucas.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me, Lucas?
Yeah, I am now.
Sorry, man. Bloody Pakenham. That's the last bit of help I'm giving you.
Cheers, brother.
Righto.
Oh, Cashy's barack.
I know. What about that?
It'd be good Cashy's too,
I imagine.
Be good envelope.
It's not like he needs it.
It'd be good envelope, that one.
With Julie Bishop.
With Julie.
Doing the Q&A.
Oh, good. Righto.
Very nice lady, Julie Bishop. Yep.
Number three, who is the new Aussie driving in the F1 this weekend?
Jack.
Yes, Jack.
Jack.
Oscar Pistari.
Jim, are you happy with that or not? You know him.
Lucas?
It's not the other Pistorius, is it? That's probably a bad thing to say, isn't it?
Oscar Pistorius. Bill once famous said in a bake, but the umpire was that blind he would have given him out LBW. But no, so I'm going to Jack. I'll give that to Jack. Righto. It's Piastri.
Piastri.
The Brighton's finest.
He is.
The line must be bad. That's what I said.
Thank you for clarifying.
All right, 2-1.
Be very interesting to see how Oscar goes.
Well, it'd help if his bloody car would stay together.
The McLaren, Jim.
Yes. All right, so 2-1 Jack's way, and I'm going to be listening closely.
How many matches was Nathan Broad suspended for?
Jack.
Yes, Lucas.
Four.
Well done.
Oh, now she is a ring.
Ring a ring. Two all, Jimmy boy.
Two all.
Now, this is there's only one answer to this question.
That's
usually how a quiz works.
Like the same as everyone else.
Yeah. Righto, boys. Do the clocks go forward or back this weekend?
Luke, Jack.
Yes, Luke.
They go back.
Triple M advice is the following.
Whoop, wrong one.
Lucas, you come from nowhere.
The clocks go back. He woke up. He was asleep for the first two.
He was.
That's it.
That's it. Spring forward, fall back. All right, what do we got for Lucas, please?
Luke, Thirsty Camel's Hump Club membership has its perks. Join in-store at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly, though. You've got a $200 voucher.
Yes.
$200 voucher for you. And Jack, we will find something magnificent for you, host.
Jack, yeah. I want you to wander around a paddock on Sunday. These tickets are hot, hot, hot. You go to the Grand Prix with a friend.
Oh, nice.
Pass. F1, F2 and F3 Fridays at Albert Park. Just got a whole lot better. Friday grandstand's only $105. Ticket selling fast. Visit grandprix.com.au.
Jack.
Yes, JB.
You lose and that's your prize.
And you win.
What can you say? I reckon that's almost better than the alcohol or the
thought. Oh, no, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, no, no. Jack.
Same. Right. Yeah.
I'll be nice. Pretty happy watching the F1s on the couch with a few props, mate.
Win-win.
Well boys. Done, you two. Well I like done. It. Nice work.
Well done, Bill.
Not bad, Fat.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Mm. Actually, nearly some praise.
Well, Ross Noble.
Oh, no.
To come Jim. In and tangle with you.
I've got to get my head right for him.
That's what he's saying as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I'm always wrong, so that helps things, Jim.
Last time our next guest joined us, he had a true meeting of the minds with Billy Brownless.
You're saying that Stonehenge,
yeah.
The greatest monolith in the history.
Yeah,
in the history.
No bloody monolith.
The biggest disappointment, whatever.
Yeah. Mate, there's nothing there. It's just boring.
It's a henge.
What
do you mean there's nothing there? Did you get out in the wrong field?
Please welcome comedy legend Ross Noble.
Yes.
It was about this time last year, Ross, that you came in. And it is close to the most spoken about interview that we've done in that whole time.
Wow.
Because people cannot believe what Bill threw at you.
Mm. It was good. I've completely forgot about that. And in fact, annoyingly, at home, I actually brought... I'm an idiot.
You are.
I got this and I... Thank you. Pot, have you met Kettle? lovely to introduce you. I found a leaflet.
Yes.
I found a leaflet for you, and I was going to drop it in. I completely forgot. There's a leaflet a guy has built. I might have talked about this, but I've got the leaflet in Western Australia. A guy has built a replica of Stonehenge.
Oh.
Out there, and I was gonna give him your details.
Because last time, also, how we got to that, Jim, of course, you're talking about some stupid bloody sidecar motorbike race
the TT
in the
races
Isle of Man.
In the Isle of Man. Well, let's for the millions of listeners, let's just recap for about 20 seconds on exactly how Bill derailed what was a great discussion between Ross and myself about the famous TT races.
Best
got stone
ever.
Walls next to these roads, and they're doing like 250 km.
It's not Stonehenge, is it?
Stonehenge.
No, it's a totally different part of England.
International Druid drag race.
Isn't that a waste of time?
That's what you're
Isn't that the biggest waste of shit I've ever seen?
What's Stonehenge?
do you see what I'm working with?
How do you do it?
We've gone from the TT races to suddenly talking about Stonehenge.
We'll get back to the races, no problem at all. You know what this is like for you every day? Is it like being in a nursing home?
Exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. So,
there
Ross.
We go. I'd forgotten about that. And now I'm back. I'm back in the moment.
The amount of people that come up to me and go, did Ross Noble, like, what was the look on his face when Bill mentioned Stonehenge? And I said, it was just disbelief.
No, it's great. I like it.
Yes.
I think the, Machu Picchu.
A good artist.
And before, yeah. Nice, yeah. It's not a Pokemon. Machu Picchu,
yeah.
You know, the popular South American temple there. What's your thoughts on that? Do you know what I speak of, the Machu Picchu? Or
where the monks go.
Where the monks go.
Yeah.
That's a monkery, isn't it? You've made a monkery of me, sir.
I haven't been there.
You have to climb up the steps and stuff.
No.
Would you thumbs up to that or thumbs down? What would you...
I haven't been yet, but right. I've been to Stonehenge.
Oh, I see, great. Right. Okay.
I've been to the MCG. See, that's a magnificent building.
Oh, yes.
Comparing Machu Picchu to the MCG.
100-year-old.
It's more accessible.
Well,
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Don't have to climb too many stairs.
Yeah.
So what are you up to, Roscoe?
Oh, yes.
Great to have you back. Jibber Jabber Jamboree.
Jibber Jabber Jamboree starts, here in Melbourne. I'm here for a full month. Me doing stand-up at the Arts Centre. It's easy to find. Look for the big pointy thing in the sky and then just move towards the bottom of
and
it.
And you're there. And you're still doing your little gigs where you just go on stage and you're not ready for anything. You just
gigs.
Well, big gigs, sorry.
You're doing your little shows,
little
are you?
Shows, little doing wee little shows.
Yeah, going on, making people laugh,
and
having
heckled.
Fun. Have a chat to people in the audience, see what happens.
Yeah.
Not so much heckling. We don't want people turning up being disruptive, you know. No. But yeah, you have a little bit of a chat, you know. See who's in that sort of thing.
Do you reckon you should have been born in the 1500s? Like you look like medieval.
You know,
type.
It's funny you should say that because if you look at people, often send me on the social media. People often send me pictures of historical pictures, and if you look at artwork. And if you look at the sort of line drawings, that sort of thing, I look like every historical figure who ever lived. Stick a hat on me. I've got a touch of the Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes.
Guy
there
Fawkes.
We go.
Yeah. So I've got a bit of, Charles. Was Charles the second?
Third, wasn't it? You look like?
Charles the third.
David? No, it's a bit bigger.
Of David and Goliath? The statue of David. Yes, of course, yeah.
Because you look like a court jester back in the day. Yeah, or
this
something
is what I love
naughty.
About coming in. Just the assessment. I look like a court jester.
Yeah, or you'd be running around doing something in the villages and being naughty.
You're seeing I'm the village idiot.
You're the village idiot.
I see where you are heading to.
Yeah, but he doesn't know where he's headed himself.
No.
I'm on a tangent, you know, like he gets on.
It helps. It does help to have a certain jester-like quality.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not guaranteeing a hat with bells, you know.
But I can see you in that, or doing all that stuff.
You never know.
Do you reckon you were and you've come back or not?
I mean, look. If there is such a thing as previous lives, it would be a thing. But that's what's the word I'm looking for? Bullshit.
there's
a woman the other day. I was in Adelaide, and I was in the park, and this woman came up, and she was doing like readings, you know. And she's coming up, and she's, "Oh, I've got the." It was late at night as well. She was like, "Oh, would anyone like a reading? I'll tell you all about the, you know, the mystic world and all the rest of it." And one of the people I was with went, "Oh, can you tell me if I'll be." Have, you know, relationship things and all the rest of it. And I went, could you tell me with the tarot cards? She went, I'll tell you everything. I went, could you tell me whether I'm going to make it to the pizza shop before it closes tonight? And she went, well, I can't do that with the cards. And I went, well, it's the future, isn't it? You're telling me the future. And she just went, do you just want to know when the pizza shop closes? I went, yeah, but I can't be bothered Googling, you know. She got very angry. Like I was mocking the craft of the tarot. And you just go, well, if you're good, you should be able to, you
know,
do simple Google-based activity.
Did you make it?
I didn't in the end. No.
Stayed with a couple more pots.
She drew the hanged man.
Oh.
Yeah. And she went, that doesn't mean you're going to die. It means you're not going to get your pizza.
Well, she was right. She was.
She was very right.
Now, you've just done a month of The Fringe in Adelaide. And then you've got your show starting tonight at the Arts Centre.
That's right.
So how much time did you have off between?
I had about, four or 5 days.
And that was
like
just
that.
Total letdown? Were you able to just do nothing?
No. I came back and we'd been moving house and my wife had been doing a lot of work. Shifting stuff, and I got back, and I was literally hit the ground running. Right, put that picture up, build a shelf, do all that.
Really?
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, it's good. So I.
Are you a handyman?
No.
No.
I didn't say it was effective. You know?
It is hard to hang a picture.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Have you seen those ones where you push it in, you can just push it into the plaster.
Oh yeah.
Don't even have to bang it. You just push it in, and then bang like that. It's done. And then you just run out of the room as quickly as possible and just hope that you're doing your smash.
Because it'll smash, yes, exactly.
Yeah, you've got a spirit level on your phone. Oh, you can make sure it's hung square.
Unbelievable.
I know. Right?
Spirit level on the phone. What a time to be alive. that's what I see.
Hey, speaking of Adelaide, I saw that you have got into running, which is nuts because I spent 16 years of my life in the Adelaide Hills, much of that time. Beautiful part of the world, by the way.
Lovely.
So wonderful. Where you went running, Cleland Trail, and yes. also Maiponga, where yes. I lived, was right in amongst all of that.
Maiponga. Sorry, we just see. Yeah, Maiponga is a place. Yeah. He's not saying I was running around. No. His, I wasn't. I was nowhere near his ponga.
No, exactly.
It's not like. It's
no, that's one of the trails in the hills. It's not called the hills for nothing.
It is very
up and down.
Very much so. Yeah. So what I did was I sort of. Like, I always run. Like, I get really fat and I keep running. And people just sort of like, people come out of their houses and just go, how is that possible? What is going on there? And so I was running through the hills. And I thought, it was, like Maiponga. I don't know. It was like 19 kilometer up and down the hills and stuff. And I thought, oh, bang that out. Did it. No problem at all. And I got a real taste for it. And I went, I want to do another one. What? So I looked online. I went, so it was half marathon trail runs. And this is, proper hills, isn't it? So I went, that'll do. And I turn up, right? You know how, like, normally, like, those runs, it's sort of like a family fun, know, vibe to it. You'll have some people maybe doing it. Yeah, they'll just, people will be doing it for charity or whatever, people dressed up, that sort of thing. Anyway, this one, I hadn't, because it was late at night, I was in a hotel, I hadn't realised what I'd entered was one of the rounds of the South Australian Trail Running Championship.
I
turned up and it was literally, they had all the gear, like all the bottles all strapped to them and then these weird sort of like, like long gloves and things to stop the snakes getting you and all that sort of stuff.
And their watches.
And they're like all, they've been sort of like Mowgli, like they've been living in the jungle. And I just turned up.
Which
and I
just look like you've been living in the jungle.
I mean, I have got a certain jungle look about me. And I just went, these people are taking it very seriously. And then, sure enough, and they went, bang, and the gun went off, and they literally went.
Bang.
And there was like, I was just thinking, please, somebody get injured. So it was just me and the injured people.
Like, you don't look like a runner.
Non-taken.
What?
Non-taken.
None taken.
A guy said that to me, actually.
Yeah, you don't actually, don't look like a runner. How do you run?
Again,
like...
I don't mind hen shaming. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you can insult the national monuments all you like, but you've gone a bit close to the... No, funny enough, that's,
You don't. And what?
Yeah, but you know what? You don't look like a man who should be in showbiz.
It's all cyclical.
True. Do you know what I mean? Or anywhere near technology.
What act? And yet, do you have active wear?
Do I have active wear?
Or just wearing footy shorts and
the I have a wicking top.
A wicking top.
No, a wicking.
Oh,
wicking.
Who's that?
There's a
active wear stuff.
No wicking. See, this is. I can tell when you were last at an elite level.
Yes.
I'm guessing that the world of wicking tops hadn't come in.
No.
Are you literally thinking I'm seeing wicker tops?
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
Inside a wicker man. Yeah. You just get a big wicker man, bring him on the footy field. Yeah, wicking. Wicking.
I'll look it up.
So you wear like a, it's so you can sweat.
Yes.
So you can sweat, but then the sweat goes through the top.
Oh.
You should get one for, Friday night.
Get a pizza,
get on the couch.
I still can't.
Few beers in you, just sweat it out. You won't even notice.
We take a break.
Wicking.
I know the fabric that actually injects sweat.
It's breathable.
Breathable fabric. There you go.
They are, that part of the world, I say, having lived there, your mates with the snake gear, that's necessary.
Yeah.
The worst snakes on the planet live in the Adelaide.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What, the
Taipans, King Browns?
Do they?
Tigers, it's the epicenter of snakes in this country.
Never a Taipan. Really?
Well, absolutely.
In the Adelaide Hills?
Mm. Oh, you're never going there again.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it would have speeded me up a bit.
Hey, tell me about the show, Jibber Jabber Jamboree.
Yes.
What the shows will be sold out. Your shows are always incredibly successful. What is the slant?
There's no slant to it. It's just whatever. It'll be me talking about my my inner demons of body image, having been shamed.
I'm not a runner.
Do I look like a runner?
No.
Do I look like a man who can walk 5 meters without getting out of breath? We've come full circle with the pot kettle. He's telling me I don't look like a runner. Unbelievable.
Honestly,
you look like a man, no disrespect, but you look like a man who would be pushed off a wall and put together by all the king's horses and all the king's men.
So Humpty, you're saying I'm Humpty.
I'm not seeing anything. I'm just seeing.
Yeah, old Humpty Dumpty.
I don't mind.
And none taken, by the way.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Yes, it's just me talking a lot of old nonsense.
Spontaneous.
And,
stuff.
And I will be defending fat men in henges every night.
Don't talk about that running crap. I'd give that a miss.
You love your motor racing. Does the Grand Prix get your attention?
You know what? I like the motorbikes. The Grand Prix is, it's fun, but I don't know anything about it. Yeah, right. It's sort of, the thing I like about the motorbikes is the fact that they're sort of, they're kind of on it. They're not in it, you know? And it's you know, when it goes wrong, you see see the bodies flying down the road, you know? Yeah. But, you know, it's just not something I've ever really got into. But they did tell me, is this right? That the G-force of the, you know, like the aerodynamics. Yeah. Apparently, the cars going at the speed that they're going at, the downward force, if they were to do it on a roof, would stick them to the
roof.
Seriously?
So they could drive upside down?
Apparently.
Wow.
So all I'm saying is...
Who told you that?
It's just a bloke in a pub. He seemed like he knew what he was on about, you know what I mean? I was watching a thing. It was something about aerodynamics. It was some sort of documentary or something. And I'm sure that that's the fact.
Yep.
Look, you're a couple of lads who have got connections, right?
Talk to him.
Find out.
Can we... Well, not just find out. Can we get the tunnel?
Yep.
Can we get the car? I'll put myself forward.
You drive it upside down through the Burnley tunnel.
Upside down through the Burnley tunnel.
So what's he saying? It'll stick to the roof.
Yeah, because the aerodynamics of the downforces are so extraordinarily strong, you could drive it upside down.
Right. I love the fact you had to look at him and see what's he saying. It's like a translator.
If I go and watch you tonight at the Art Centre, I'm going to take Jim and say, what did he say?
What's he saying? I don't understand. The only trouble with the Burnley Tunnel, don't they have they've got the signs that sit with it hanging from the roof.
So you would just keep running into them.
You'd have to go around them.
You would.
Yeah.
And those grids. As we let you go, 21st tour.
Wow.
That is actually extraordinary.
Yeah. 21st, solo stand-up tour.
That's a lot of money.
That's one way of looking at it. I mean, I look at it purely from an artistic point of view. I always find it's best not to walk on stage, look at the audience and see it ka-ching.
It says 80. Thank
you. Hose, where do people get their tickets to this fantastic show?
Go online to artscentremelbourne.com.au. It starts tonight, ends April 23 at the Arts Centre Melbourne. Jibber Jabber Jamboree.
Ross, always a pleasure.
It's genuinely always a pleasure to come in. And the next time I return, I will bring a list of world monuments.
Good.
Yes.
For your appraisal.
That we should go and visit.
Yes.
Not Stonehenge. Good on you, Nopes.
See ya.
Nopes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You wouldn't know him if you didn't know him.
That's right. Well, you wouldn't.
JC Clark coming up shortly. Looking forward to that. Going to tell us exactly what's going on in the world of football.
Yep.
But before we do that, a little bit of news kicking around. Not much, because we do have to get to the newsbreaker extraordinaire.
Yeah.
But did you know, overnight, Fat, Ariane Titmus's 400-metre freestyle world record, which was only set, like, recently,
a year or two,
within the last 12 months, has been smashed by the 16-year-old sensation from Canada, Summer McIntosh. So Ariane 356.40 overnight. Summer 356.08 belted.
And she's 16.
16. Remember at the Olympics, this Canadian sensation everyone was saying is going to blow the female swimming world away. Well, she's already started Summer McIntosh.
In the immortal words of Ron Burgundy, it's great to be here with two tennis legends, Roger Federer and John McIntosh.
All right, Bill, we shoehorned it in. But still an amazing achievement by a 16-year-old.
Yes. Bloody oath. Some kids at 16, Jim, don't know how to make their bed.
No, I own one of those.
Yeah. Some talk in rugby league circles.
Rugby league.
Melbourne, or the MCG, is in the mix for the 2023 NRL Grand Final.
Really?
We know Peter Verlandis shopped around last year for the Grand Final, and as he says, it's purely a commercial decision. And if 35,000 more seats at the MCG. That's a bit more money for him.
So. Well, and it's after ours is done.
It is
dusted,
a week,
isn't it?
Yeah.
First week of October.
As long as it's not a draw. That'd be true.
Well,
yeah.
No, we can't have it a draw anymore. What do we do with the grand final?
Jose, you let us know.
Overtime for the granny.
Thank you, Jay-Z.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
That would be interesting.
All right, let's get him in here. Put that cricket bat down, Jay-Z, and get serious.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Like a supermodel. Jim.
Always had a reasonable level of comfort with what he brings to the table. He and I have got that in common.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, time for...
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
We've got him back out there. Don't worry about that. Welcome to you, Jay-Z.
Hello, Jim. This is my favourite part of the week. Billy's riding slow down on a bit of paper because sometimes I have the tendency to talk a bit faster and then I trip up and stumble over my words, Bill. So thank you for
slow
the...
Slow down.
Little
you're getting reminder. Elocution lessons from Bill.
I know, isn't it amazing? Hey, I walked past on the way here, team. I walked past a big motorcade, lots of security, 20 police cars.
Wow,
saw heaps of heavy looking types. Who would be who do you I thought it might be an F1 sort of superstar?
There's only one man. Barack.
Yes.
Oh, Cashy's Barack. He's on the best Cashy run you've ever seen.
I think I just walked past him, Bill.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay-Z.
He said, hey, Jay-Z. I said, you've got to get back out there.
He said, you've got to get him back out there.
That's right.
Hey, the Tigers go into Friday night football dinged up.
Yes, massive. News just broken then. Jim, the superstar Dustin Martin is out with that hamstring concern. Not only him, Jacob Hopper, the star recruit, out with a knee issue. So that's going to be four big names out for the Tigers because remember, Nathan Broad's been suspended and Jaden Shortbill is out with a calf injury. Ooh. Tom Lynch might be a little bit sore as well. He copped a corky. So they come up against the Red Hot Pies.
Wow.
And you'd think without those four big names, it's going to be a very difficult assignment.
Couldn't be going
assignment.
Better.
They could not be
going better.
I heard Craig McRae say again today that, yes, I'd tag Nick Dacos. So he's throwing that out there again. No one listens. And that's a coach saying it. But also said he's worked at both clubs, Richmond and Collingwood, and he thinks the Collingwood cheer squad or the supporters are much louder.
Really?
Yeah, he said that.
They can do the big Collingwood chant, and at the moment, there is plenty of reason to cheer. The funny thing about Nick Dacos is Damien Hardwick doesn't tag.
No.
Like, they don't have a tagger, they don't run with a tagger, but when Nick Dacos is in the sort of form that he's in, I wonder whether he'll consider it. Bit of Cotchin time, bit of Jack Ross time, but there will be some new faces and some young blood coming. Well, he's evolving. Evolving in his role.
Righto.
So it's going to be a huge challenge, and the Pies absolutely magnificent. Brody Majcik might not play, though. He had a dislocated finger that split the skin. So he's in some doubt, and Jordan DeGoe has got a bit of a sore shoulder, but should play. So some big names out for the Tigers, a huge task for them.
Who was that? My memory's not serving me as well as it should these days. Jay-Z, you will remember, Freo's famous tagger. From about
Ryan
10
Crowley.
Years ago, Ryan Crowley.
The pincher.
What I would like to see is Nick Dacos work through that.
Yes.
Because that's a tag.
Yes.
What he copped on the weekend wasn't a tag.
A bit of uncompromised.
A bloke just going, right, I'm not going to even focus on the ball. Yes. I'm just going to make sure you don't touch it.
He needs a Scarlet.
That would be interesting.
Matty Scarlet.
And Boomer didn't like it when he got pinched.
Oh, Boom didn't. No. They didn't get on at all, those two. But he is, what a great story those two boys are. The Dacos boys, what they're doing is just so brilliant. I love it.
Equal premiership, favourite in the Brownlow medal market now at $9. Can you believe that? In his second season, he's having a Chris Judd, Joel Selwood style year.
And Collingwood are favourites to win the premiership at $5.
Well, they're playing a brand of footy, Bill. They're going to be hard to stop. I tell you what's going to be massive tomorrow night. It's Luke Beveridge, Bulldogs up against the Brisbane Lions, Josh Dunkley.
Yes.
0-2 Bulldogs, by the way. Yes. So they're bringing some heat. They've got to bring some heat into this game.
And history says, Jim, if you go 0-3, other than the Sydney Swans who did it a few years ago, if you go 0-3 to start the season, you don't play finals.
Ooh.
That's what the data says. The Swans were able to work a miracle.
The Cats win.
And so it's going to be very difficult for the Bulldogs. And Luke Beveridge, so Grant Thomas says Luke Beveridge has stayed too long in the job. He's got a, his time's up sort of thing. He batted that away, so he didn't buy into his own future. But he said they do have to play a lot better football. They've had some soul-searching conversations throughout the week. He said we're not defending well enough. We're not connecting with our forwards well enough. And we're not applying enough pressure. So Arthur Jones comes in for his debut.
I see that.
Yes.
Bevo just signed a deal, didn't he?
He did.
2 years.
So was that the right call?
At the minute, no, but if he wins the next
If you're a premiership coach, you write your own ticket as a rule, don't you?
And I reckon if he would have been available, there would have been lots of clubs after him. But it will be an absolutely massive game. Rory Lobb trying to get back in from that ankle concern, and Adam Treloar trying to press his case from a hamstring issue, but the Lions were much better last week.
Gil McLaughlin has spoken, so where was that?
It's a Sport Next conference amongst all the big hitters, normally the types you roll with, Jim. And he has admitted that he would like Gold Coast and GWS, which is a bit of a conversation at the moment, because your broadcasting friends, Jim, are starting to get a bit grumbly about the lack of broadcasting value and eyeballs watching the Suns and the Giants. But Gil McLaughlin adamant today that they will back in these new franchises for as long as it takes to turn around. So very supportive on that.
All right, good on. More? Well, he's got a few balls in the air. Are we going to go to a break? No, they're still in the air when we come back. Well, it's grand final.
We need to find out if that's going to be twilight or stay where it is.
Tassie.
Plenty happening.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what happened to me, Jim?
What?
I ran out of shampoo. Oh.
Jay Clark joins us with all the footy news.
Once the grand final finishes, Jay-Z, I will put my hand high and say I swing my focus over to the summer game. Yes. So I thought that the grand final had been locked away as a daytime. The argument's over. We're staying during the day.
Gil McLaughlin said today that it'll be decided in the next few weeks. Wow. And if you remember, he said something about a month ago along the lines of the Twilight Grand Final has a lot of broadcasting appeal and there's more eyeballs on it. So I've always thought that it will eventually get there.
Okay.
It's only a matter of when. But you would know the broadcasting perspective.
Oh, they would love it.
Yeah.
They would love it.
And isn't it? It is a better product when it starts in the sort of afternoon.
You and I
light.
Went to the Super Bowl in San Francisco. It was sensational, I thought. Start in the daylight and then finish at night. I thought it was brilliant.
It was nice.
That said, every time we run a Herald Sun poll, it comes back 80% people want to keep it the day. Wow. So there is a traditional element.
You've got to listen to the people.
They're also a flat earth society, aren't they? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes you've got to lead people by the nose. And then they experience it, Jay-Z, and then they go, wow, that's actually incredible.
Okay, good. Is this a bit of fireworks at the end? It's classic. So we mentioned Gold Coast and GWS. There is also the Hawthorn Probe, which is continuing to be a very difficult bone to pick for AFL headquarters.
Well,
and
Gil would like to leave, wouldn't he? But he's got some big balls in the air that he's got to try and sort out.
He does have
and this is one of them, and the Tassie team's one of them.
I just don't know that the Hawthorn issue is going to be sorted in the next 6 weeks, because it is very complex from a legal perspective. And I think the latest suggestion is that there's a call for mediation. No lawyers, all just get in a room and try and sort it out. I'm not sure that's going to go anywhere, but I think there's a desperation around this issue now, because it's just become very complex and a lot of legalese. No one's happy
Jeff
about
Kennett
it.
Jeff Kennett wading in, I saw today, which was interesting.
Yes, because there is suggestion or
claims.
He was
using the word blackmail.
Yes.
That's a very strong term.
Yes. Well, I guess people are getting cranky, you know, in terms of the lawyers for some of the Hawthorn players who are involved are unhappy about the process and how it's been run. So goodness knows where this is going to end up, but I think Fagan and Clarkson aren't particularly wrapped with the way
Tassie
it's gone
team,
either.
Which we think will happen. By the way, have you heard about Norwood coming in, the 20th team?
Not going to happen, is it, Bill?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. That's silly Chris Dipmer.
Nice attempt, though.
Naughty Chris.
Yeah. I think Tassie will get up. They just need about $350 million from Mr. Albanese, and then they'll be right. But
Let me talk to him.
Okay.
Clarko.
Yes.
Coaching North Melbourne. They're 2-0, take on Hawthorn, who he did coach for a long time, and they're 0-2. Yep. Might be a bit of spice in this one.
I think you can be honest and say, I don't think these two blokes who did work so closely for such a long period of time aren't sending each other Christmas cards. Right. I think there's still a little bit of leftover real feeling, and they're both competitive people, aren't they? So it didn't end perfectly, and I sort of understand all that. The cameras will be on them down in Tassie at the weekend to see whether there's any sort of fake handshakes and backslapping going on. Because
Andy Gowers? Who will he have to shake hands with? Or Sam Mitchell?
Sam Mitchell and Alistair Clarkson. Yeah, they'd be the surf. They do cross paths at some point on the surface down there in Tassie. It certainly will be interesting. Be nice to have had this game in Melbourne. I know the Tassie connection and commercial deal is quite strong, but I think both clubs would be desperate to love. But what it is, North Melbourne start to the season, Jim, it's just been total vindication for the move.
Totally agree.
That they've made. I mean,
and also, I love, I know there have been you know, speaking about the Flat Earth Society, there are some people that are still parked in the 60s.
Name them, Jim.
That have had an issue.
Name them, Jim.
The way Clarko's standing on the side of the ground.
With a passion.
It's absolutely brilliant. Ugh. I love it.
How could you be unhappy about
him? And the players love it. They love him being there. They love how engaged.
They can't see him sometimes. They look around for a while.
Bill, he's standing right in front of him.
No, because he's so small.
I just think it is such a cool thing. I don't know how you could ever think it isn't.
No. We complain about coaches and players being robots and giving us a straight bat and giving us nothing. And then they're on the bench line showing some passion, trying to lift the club that have been on the bottom for 4 years, and we're unhappy about that.
I love it. It's great. It's superb.
Good on you.
Do you know who's unhappy? The coaching group as a whole. And this is a story that snuck up on us a little bit, but speaking to the AFL Coaches Association, they say there is a disconnection between the assistant and senior development coaching group and the AFL headquarters over the soft cap cuts, which happened in 2019. Jim took a 37% whack out of their salary. Yep. And while all the AFL executive salaries bounce back, and while the players' salaries bounce back, Bill, the coaches have been left high and dry.
The assistant coaches, spot on, which is a fair call.
Yes. So these are guys who are on sort of 150, 200. You know, that is their range. So they are well paid, but the workloads are a fair bit. And there are going to be some heated discussions between the AFL-CA and the coaches.
Which is good. It should be, too.
And the headquarters to try and get a bit of uplift, Bill.
Yes, I'm happy for them. They should be paid more.
Because
no doubt about that.
The recent mental health survey data said they're all very stressed.
Yeah. Well, they're cutting clips at 4 a.m. and you know trying to do it on flights on the way home and then having to turn up. You know, I mean, it is a very stressful environment.
A lot of hours.
Yep.
They put in a lot of hours.
No doubt about
that. Sean Darcy, going to Geelong.
No, I just they're a big watch, the Cats. So they've got Reece Stanley and Johnny Segler in the ruck. They had a look at Brodie Grundy. Just keep an eye on where they have a crack there because the Luke Jackson-Darcy partnership hasn't quite worked out. And a question mark over Jeremy Cameron with a Rebishu, Reece Stanley as well in some doubt. They need to beat the Gold Coast.
They do.
Nice
up
to see you, Jay-Z. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you, Bill.
DSL at the Grand Prix on Saturday. Do you think you can have a good time?
I'm going to wear my best shirt, Rosie.
Slow down.
Nathan Brown told you to slow down. How ironic.
I know.
He's a shocker.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Can't wait for the Grand Prix.
On your wedding day.
Should be spectacular.
Thanks, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you brand yourself in the last break information brownless?
Knowledge.
Knowledge brownless.
Knowledge brownless.
I don't know if this happens to you two, but I get this really sinking feeling when you have to acknowledge that it's a shit day when something happens. And I'm going to give you an example.
Oh.
Right, so going way back, growing up when I was a kid in Perth,
yes,
we had the summer holidays from primary school, and they basically went for 2 months.
Long.
Yeah, they were
Why
great,
don't they still go for
they?
2 months?
Oh, not for us anyway.
Because we work now.
No, I'm not taking that. I'm talking about kids. Like they don't get out of school now till almost the last week of December. Like it's the 21st or something.
Yeah, it's Christmas pretty much.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they start at the end of January.
Mm.
So that's like 5.5 to 6 weeks.
Maybe it just felt longer.
Well, my memory of school in Perth was at the end of November, start of December, you started holidays, and all the way through to the end of January. 2 months.
That used to happen with the radio too, Jim, but that's been reeled in.
For some of us.
But when you're about an 11-year-old kid, 2 months seems like 4 years.
And you're never home.
That's what, especially over there, because it's stinking hot, so we'd ride our bikes down the beach, mates joint.
Cricket out the front.
The oval or out the front or wherever you... So those 2 months were the best months of the year.
Yep.
So the worst day was when your mum would take you to the barber for a haircut because that meant that school started the next week.
That's right.
And that's a shit day.
Yeah.
Or school shoes. Remember you had to go and get school shoes?
Oh, go and get school shoes. With my mum, it was always you need to come to the barber because your hair's everywhere because you just don't give a stuff.
Mm.
And then you go, righto, as soon as we go to the barber, the fun's over.
That's it.
So for you, Hose, a shit day?
It's happening sort of right now because I'm an early riser. The dog likes to get out for a decent walk at the moment because we're still in daylight saving.
Mm.
It's very dark in the morning when I take him out.
Right.
I don't like it only because it means daylight saving is coming and you haven't got that beautiful evening like I did last night and sit out in the back having margaritas and our outdoor furniture.
Why does it have to stop? Why can't we just leave it all year round?
I'm with you. It's very depressing.
The blinds.
So depressing. I'm playing this.
That's a shit day. A good example of a shit day. So,
what have you got, Jimmy?
Today was a shit day.
Oh.
Because I took my collection of thongs, my Havies.
Not the Havies.
And I had to place them with great sadness at the back of the cupboard behind the shoes.
Oh, no.
Because I had to acknowledge... that they aren't going on again till November. Oh.
No more thongs for Jimmy Boy.
Outside and cold and raining. Rain. And I had to go, you know what? I've got three pairs. I've got a light blue pair, a white pair, and now I've got some with little colours in the middle.
You've got three pairs
of heavies.
Is that all?
My colours in the middle ones have been my faves. my toes have even put little prints in them.
Oh, the dots.
And
dots
you've in them. Placed them at the
at
back.
At the back of the shoes, and that means, fat, that I'm not going to use them again. So, because I'm getting married end of the year,
yes,
can't go on any exotic mid-year holidays.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to work.
Oh, no.
Stayed in Melbourne.
Sucked in.
So it's really goodbye, little buddies, till the end of the year.
So they play the music.
Okay, that's really sad. Oh, that's a bit too jaunty. I'll go back to the beginning.
That's up compared to how I feel.
This is Jim walking down the hallway with his thongs and placing them and walking back.
Did you wrap them in a bag? Did you give them some love?
No, just chucked them in the back. Winter. It's going to be freezing cold. Have to wear jeans and scarves and jackets.
Boring.
So for all of you out there having a shit day, welcome to the club. It's only going to get worse with Bill's joke.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Ed Cavalier joins us. Ooh. Damon Hill joins us. Ooh. Former world champion, of course.
Boom, boom, boom.
I wouldn't go with the noises.
He
Damon.
Might like that, Damon.
He's already aware of how Formula One cars sound, I reckon.
Good show today, Jim. Well done.
An unbelievably good show.
Ross Noble, not right.
Let's finish it with something funny. Because even though the wrong buttons have been pressed now, what day is today? Wednesday? Twice.
The family thought it was good yesterday.
They did like it. Two from two.
Well, what's wrong with the family? If they're that easily pleased, there's an issue.
Well, they were unhappy the day before, but happy with yesterday's
result. Well, let's go today.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Just get ready for a bit more sun pump, boom, wah, 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 wah.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yes. A wife was cleaning up her 18-year-old son's bedroom, Jim.
Oh, no.
Which you've got to be careful if you do that, of course. So the wife was doing
that. Is this
part
of the joke or are you just...
No, this is part of the joke. See, I bring
extra stuff.
Yeah. When she finds a load of serious bondage gear.
Oh.
And fetish magazines, Jim.
Oh, no.
Mm. She asks her husband, what should we do with our son? The husband says, well, I'm no expert, Dale, but I wouldn't spank him. Jim, you got to like that. You got to smirk or smile out of that.
What I don't like.
They're no experts, Jim. No.
Bill, I get the joke about the spanking bit, but it's... a mum and a son. So yesterday, talking about legs being closed. Now you're talking about a mum and a son.
That was Maria.
Where are we going?
Well, these are just the jokes that come through to me, Jim. I just read them.
You can't edit them.
It's 2023 and we've got an appropriate broadcasting standards issue.
Or the wife said, what do you think we should do? And the husband said, March issue, page 27. We should do that.
Okay, I'm definitely not sar plumbing that.
No!
What are you doing?
That's saying, what
did you get pulled up
you
in just front of somebody tribunal?
Hey.
Joke.
Well, what was that bit? That wasn't
was just
the joke?
An add-on. That's an add-on.
Well, the joke deserved that anyway, Jose.
No,
so
it
don't
did
change
not.
Your button. Do not.
Yeah, Jim. Free from free. Jim?
Tell you what I'm doing.
Free from free.
I'm going to the tech people attached to this magnificent station. I'm getting that button moved over here.
Oh, yes.
So we get the proper.
Wouldn't that
song.
Be a wet blanket over there?
What it'd be is...
wet blanket, you are.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs would end up number one. It'd be played that often. I'm driving back up the top
free
of the charts.
From free. Oh, well done, Fat.
That's inappropriate.
It's not. It's
it
just
is.
A joke. We've got to take it as a joke.
I don't want my name attached to it.
Could see it coming from a mile off, too.
Oh, could you?
Yeah. Thought it was going to be flogging, but...
Oh, see? Those doesn't help.
No, you don't help. Anything.
Woo! What do you think, Ross?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.